The key thing which you were saying in your response here is that from next year, the assessment on whether or not someone is entitled to a maintenance grant will be done on the basis of their income and of their assets. And your next assertion is that that somehow won't affect particularly the farming community. Unfortunately, Minister, the reality is that it very certainly will. And what it will in fact mean is that many farming households, if assets are taken into account and their farmland is taken into account, will find themselves in a position where they can't qualify for a student grant. And basically what your government will then be doing is putting that family in a position where they have to make a decision on whether or not, you're basically telling them that they should have to sell some of that land. The way we should be approaching this is quite simple. We should be ensuring that there is a fair way of assessing everybody's income, but it should be based on income, not on an asset which is being used to actually derive their income. So, Minister, what you need to do here is revisit it, work with Minister Quinn to ensure there's an understanding of what actually happens on a daily basis and farms across the country, of the reality in terms of what average farm incomes are at the moment, and ensure that the farming community is treated as fairly as everyone else.